This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A record number of workers have been leaving their jobs voluntarily, either for new jobs offering better money or hours, or for whole new careers, or even just dropping out. That's according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. It's a time of toil reimagined, or going against the grind, as one Marketplace listener suggested for a title. Our Mitchell Hartman today looks at why workers, especially in the services sector, are on the move.
It is hard to get people to apply for and take jobs in a lot of services right now.
Healthcare and hospitality, there's plenty of jobs available, but boy, they're really tough jobs to do.
Dave Gilbertson tracks the U.S. workforce at payroll processor UKG, which is a marketplace underwriter.
They're working very closely with the public. There's all kinds of healthcare-related issues, and there's a lot of uncertainty around what your schedule is going to look like, and is it going to be consistent from week to week? That can really wreak havoc on families.
The pay is relatively low, too, says Dean Baker at the Center for Economic and Policy Research.
Workers aren't willing to work in many of the what we might think of as lower quality jobs in the economy. So restaurants stand out because that's the biggest single sector seeing this problem.
The problem being former workers who are hesitant to come back, like Linda Murtha of Philadelphia.
I mean, I came out of the womb knowing I was going to be a chef. Probably got my first cookbook when I was like 7. So as soon as I got out of high school, I didn't take SATs. I didn't do any of it. I was like, I'm going to culinary school right off the bat.
Murtha's now 27 and had worked her way up to an executive sous chef position before the pandemic hit and she was laid off.
After working several years in the kitchen, I was like, I'm not working 70 hours a week. I don't know what to do with my time.
After a few months collecting unemployment, she was working again in a kitchen, but not in a restaurant.
It's so different.
She now develops and tests juice recipes for a produce distributor.
I never really considered things. I just, now that I have them, I don't think I would give them up. Right now I work 7 to 3, Monday through Friday. I have my weekends off. I'm making a little more than I was in a kitchen. And I also have insurance now, which is not common in restaurants.
She also gets paid vacation and sick time. And as much as she misses the fast pace and camaraderie of restaurant work, it's a lifestyle she can't imagine going back to.
You know, I made dinner tonight and go to holidays and weddings and events that I just stopped getting invited eventually because when I was in a restaurant, there's no way I could take off Mother's Day or Easter.
Murtha says she's constantly being recruited by restaurants as more people feel comfortable dining out. But so far, she isn't tempted. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.